Hi, everyone. We are here live at the Delaware Community Center YMCA for podcast episode number 16. We're super excited to be
here. Sweet 16.
Yes. Joining us today are our special guests. We have two team leaders from the team leader program, Sophia and Chancellor. Yeah. Hi, guys.
Olivia.
Thank you.
Hello.
Olivia.
I'm so sorry.
Olivia.
You were close.
Chancellor. Oh, at the end.
Thank you guys for being here with us.
Yes.
Joining us today. And Roger, who is the director of all youth teen family programming here at the Delaware Y. So welcome. Thank you guys so much for being here.
You just have to like skip school or anything to be here, right?
No.
This is after school hours. Okay. We're not gonna get in trouble on here.
Yeah. So I guess first, like, could you guys tell us a little bit about what is the Teen Leaders program here? How'd you get involved? What does that kind of look like? Yeah. And I'll tell us all about the program.
Yeah, so Teen Leaders is pretty much a program like of teens, you know, from middle school, high school. And we just kind of take a lot of time out of like our own time, and we do like volunteer work. We have meetings each week, and we kind of like discuss, you know, things that are going on in our community and just different, like, learn a lot of life skills. And I think that like everything we do, I think feel like is very important and definitely very helpful for all teams that go through the program.
Awesome. And how old are you, Chancellor?
I am 19.
Okay. How long have you been a part of this program?
I think we like to throw the numbers back and forth. So I'm either on 7 or 8 years.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
What made you want to start in the first place?
Well, my very first introduction to Teen Leaders, I was going through a babysitting course here at the Y, and actually I was in the study room, and some guy just came in the middle of our course like while we were talking, and was like, "Hey guys, you want to join Teen Leaders?" Kind of came in and was like, "Hey, you want to do this?" And gave us all little cards. And I took the card home. My mom was like, "Hey, some crazy guy told me to do this. So I think I'm going to do it." And she was like, "All right." So I went to the second meeting at that point, and I've just been going ever since.
Wow. And so if you've been going for 8 years, you've been here since Delaware opened,
yeah,
right? Just
mm-hmm.
right around then. So you've kind of been here since the start.
Teen Leaders Club here in Delaware is celebrating our 7th complete year.
That's so
next
awesome.
Week.
Yeah. Big anniversary.
So,
this is great. This is awesome.
We're going
into
our 8th year.
You would have thought we knew and we planned it.
I know. That's
sure
great
did.
Timing. What a great way to celebrate this anniversary than like to share your stories on the podcast. This is awesome.
So, and Olivia, you've been kind of...
Yes, tell us your story.
So the first time I heard about this is when they came to Willis, which was our junior middle school. And we played this game called Gaga Ball, which is like... Not a lot of people know, but it's like a Y thing.
Yes, it is.
Like a pentagon, and you throw a ball around. And then, I don't know if you were there.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah. Roger is the core
yeah,
of all
yeah.
these stories.
And then we were at recess, and they brought us over, and we all played that, and they told us to come to the meeting on Thursday. So that was the first time I saw it. So it's been about 6 years since I went to the first meeting of that one.
That's awesome.
And how old are you?
I am 16.
So awesome. What do you guys do now? Are you, you've graduated? Are you out of high school now?
Yeah,
and
so I go to OSU Marion.
Nice.
And then I also work here at the Y. Work at the
awesome.
Rock Hall. So.
Awesome.
Nice.
I work at Panera, but I still come to the meetings.
Well, we'll be
you bring us,
there
to get
bagels
and coffee.
Yeah. I didn't see any out
no,
there.
No,
but
I still like to come to the meetings and volunteer when I can.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Awesome.
It's really nice.
Right. So they both started, you know, 6th grade.
Wow.
And now, you know, Chancellor was as kind of a senior leader in the group, and Olivia is a senior leader in the group, and Chancellor's at a point now where he's actually running the group and can run the group even if I'm not there, which is, so it's really fun to see.
That's awesome.
You really, like, watch these kids grow
up.
Yeah. And how important do you think it is to start in, like, 6th grade? Because it's teen leaders, but, I mean, so you would have been, what, 10 or 11?
Yeah, I was 12.
So it's not, doesn't have to be, like, you don't have to be
a teenager
in order to be able to start in this group.
We started 6th grade, and most people start in 6th or 7th, maybe 8th grade. And then high schoolers is a little bit of a different focus. We do a lot with the youth and government program. We do have high schoolers that do come back, but we tend to have you do leadership role for the middle school as opposed to kind of going through the program yourself. So, but yeah, it's been fun to watch these guys grow up. Last year we had 9 graduates.
Wow.
Which was fun. They all got little cores for graduation, which was
It's
cool. Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That. What's mm-hmm. the change that you've seen in them, or the biggest change, or some of the changes that you've seen in, as they grow with the program?
You know, it's you do see quite a bit of change, but it's also fun to see how much stays the same. But,
yeah, that's true.
You know, sometimes I'll look at them, and you know, like, I was looking at a picture of Chancellor the other day, and he looks like a little baby.
Yeah.
Probably the biggest, one of the bigger changes of Noah's watching. He was pretty wild at when he was 12 years old, and we actually had to have a conversation with him and got him on track, and he's been coming ever since. But now he works for the YMCA too. He was a summer camp counselor for us, and now he works for Y Club for us, which is awesome. So seeing, you know, it's just fun, you know. Working with the teens, they all want to have say, and that's what I think is so much fun about the club, is they really do get to have a say.
Yeah, have a place. Will you talk, Roger, a little bit about what the actual program is, like kind of the format and the programming within the actual team leaders?
Yeah, so the program's open to anyone in middle school and high school. Each branch is going to be a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Our club, we meet once a week, and each meeting is going to be completely different. But we normally have some sort of icebreaker. We do sharing, so that's a component where, you know, one of the things that makes me happiest is when people say, I feel like this is a place where I belong, or
mm-hmm.
I can be myself. And so a lot of weeks we'll just have, you know, share something that's going really well, and, hey, share something that maybe isn't, you know,
mm-hmm.
Which is cool. And then each week we'll do different things. It can be a leadership skill, anything from learning how to fill out a job application to team building elements to planning for the next big thing. And then, but the real cool thing is that we have all these opportunities for you guys to actually be in charge of things. So we just had the Halloween event. So at the Halloween event, the teens ran the inflatables, so they had to learn how to work with the kids and with those adults who might. We were just talking about this.
I feel like I heard a story happening
out
there,
yeah.
And it sounded really funny.
The first time I ever volunteered was at a Halloween event, and my job was to take care of like the kids and see how much kids go in on a jumping thing. And
yeah, that's
how long they can stay for. And then I still was like not confident in myself to take that like initiative,
mm-hmm.
and parents would start like flinging kids into the jumping classes and like put them in there because the line would take too long.
Yeah.
And I just never had that confidence to tell them. But
yeah.
Like as I grow throughout the years, I have enough confidence to like take control of matters if they're getting
yeah.
out of hand and stuff like that. So it's nice
good.
To see that.
So there was like a good life
that's
lesson
awesome.
In
yeah.
that.
I was just gonna ask you guys, what growth or difference have you seen in yourselves by being in this program? So
yeah.
you already got it.
Definitely confidence in
mm-hmm.
myself and like handling matters
mm-hmm.
and not getting so overwhelmed by it.
Mm-hmm. She's only 16.
Yeah.
I swear, I talk to these youth these days. Like we had a couple of teens on who were had the opportunity to go overseas to London to celebrate the YMCA's 175th anniversary, and I'm just like, I was not like.
Yes.
Like
yes.
you guys are seriously
in
amazing.
The service that you had, the projects,
yes.
the volunteering. I mean, this
like you guys should be really, really proud of yourselves
yeah.
that at 16 and 19 years old you can sit here with us and have this, you know, conversation
yeah.
with us. And it's you guys are awesome.
Yeah.
Blow me away, that's for
yes.
sure.
Yes. Chancellor, how do you think you've grown? Or how have you seen yourself kind of evolve from
I'd
this
say
program?
Definitely confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've definitely grown up a lot since a little 12-year-old kid. And I think one of the big things that I was doing when I was 12 was volunteering at Y Camp.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a CIT counselor in training. Mm-hmm. And I remember once the training week was over, Roger was talking to everyone, doing like little interviews and like things that, you know, you can work on and stuff. And one of the things he had said to me was, you know, being able to have fun with the kids, because I was great with that, but also knowing like when to be serious and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely think I've taken, you know, that mm-hmm. and, you know,
really apply
that
it.
Yeah.
yeah,
so like I'm definitely, you know, or, not to brag, but I'm definitely a lot of kids' favorite.
We
but,
can see why.
You can brag,
yeah.
But also, you know, I'm able to take control of situations and be a leader for all of those younger kids. So
that's
important. Finding that balance is really important.
And look at that. The advice you gave him when he was 12 years old, he still carries with him. Like, that's really cool.
Now he's more mature than I am.
Yeah. That's probably true. That might be a very valid point right there.
So what do you think the impact of this program is on the community as a whole? Or what does it bring to Delaware?
I mean, I think, to me, this has been the biggest success I've seen. I mean, we are able to do things in Delaware that you just don't see the other places, because we have, at a moment's notice, I can have 30 to 40 trained, excited, eager, ready to go volunteers.
Yeah.
So when we want to do something, like we have the Mother-Son Superhero Party, is a huge event that we do with about 600 participants. And you can't do it without the volunteers. And it's so much fun, you know. And what happens is, okay, well, is that a family event? Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a team leadership event.
Mm-hmm.
They're learning things about themselves. And what happens when you have, you know, somebody who
crazy
wants
kids
to,
running
right,
in and
yeah,
out of
exactly,
houses,
right,
or flinging their children. Yeah.
Right. Or they get to be creative with, all right, what are we have a bathroom. How are we going to make this bathroom look like the Batcave? Let's figure that out. You know, and, you know, just learn, they're learning lessons. The families are learning lessons. And then those kids are, see them volunteering, and the parents see them volunteering, and that's, you know, one of the big things that we talk about a lot is, you know, kind of breaking those stereotypes of teens. Oh, yeah, you know, it's like, all you do is sit around, and they're like, okay, boomer. But, you know, it's like, you know, it's, but, you know, they really are breaking that stereotype. And the impact that they've had on the city is huge for the things that we've been able to do for the city that wouldn't have been able to happen without them. It is amazing, but you know, it all feeds on each other, which is what makes it really, really remarkable. So
it sounds like it's like a true just community program, no matter what way you look at it.
It's not just about what the whys of the wall, like the walls of the why. It's like the community as a whole.
And it's free, you know. There's no, you don't need to be a Y member. It's open to anybody in the community. We generally have how many kids a week? 30 a week. And throughout the course of the year, we'll have about 80 participate. It's a lot of the high schoolers will kind of pop in and out.
Yeah.
So, you know, we get, you know, and it's, that's what we can do that because, we do fundraising. For that, so when we just have the silent auction up here, a lot of that goes to help fund us if we need some pizza or the Y shirts that we wear or things like that, to make, because it's really important, because we don't want to exclude anyone.
Yeah, we want everybody to be able to
based
come.
Based on that,
So
it's important. So, yep.
What are each of your favorite team leaders' stories? Like, what's a moment that sticks out to you, or a story that sticks out to you?
Careful.
No, like, tell me everything.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of stories, but I think, like, the stories that have, like, the most value to me is when it's not, like, worrying about, like, a event or being at a meeting, but it's, like, being with the people you're, like, volunteering with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we have the most fun.
Yeah.
Especially during, like, we go to this thing and during winter rally, and we all go hang out and go to Camp Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, there's a lot of memories there too, because you're all like hanging out from, and you're meeting different branches and seeing like how they do it.
Yeah.
And it's just cool to see like different ways to do team leaders.
Yeah.
And just meet different people that you probably wouldn't know otherwise.
Yeah. It's nice to meet new people and be there.
In Camp Wilson's. The coolest.
It's just a unique experience you don't really get to have every day.
That's true. How often do you get to hang out with people from, you know, all over the Columbus area?
Yeah.
That's really cool. And that's a good, I like that you brought that up. That's a good point that this program is offered at some other Ys around Central Ohio. I'm not sure if every
it's not. I don't think it's every Y, but
there are a few other YMCAs that offer that. So anyone who's listening out there that isn't up here in Delaware, like, definitely call your local YMCA, check it out.
Yeah.
There may be a program like this,
and
too.
It's free.
In your local community.
It's free, and
yeah.
It's open to everybody.
Yeah.
And I think the other more the other important part of what you were saying, Livia, is that this is really cool in terms of, like, structure, and you guys get to volunteer and learn all this stuff, but then you guys just get to, like, hang out and, like, meet people, and, like, I'm sure you guys have met people that are your friends through this program, like, and maybe meet, like, like-minded teenagers that are maybe trying to do a little bit more or volunteer a little bit more, or dig a little deeper, and, like, get to just hang out
and have a safe space to do it where you're not judged and you're not going to be, you know, treated differently.
Yeah.
Like, you can just come and be yourself and know that you're going to be okay here.
Yeah. All right, Chancellor, what's your favorite? Careful.
I mean, there's, like, so many things. I think just, like, the little discussion we just had definitely hit the hammer in the head right there. But one of my favorites probably was my 15th or 14th birthday. So my birthday is in August, and so it's, like, one of the last weeks of Y Camp for the summer. And a long time ago, back when all the CITs would, like, get there super early for whatever reason, I got there, and all the other CITs had made a sign for me, said happy birthday.
Aww.
And then we had a bunch of tricycles, and we took the tricycles to the skate park. We took the tricycles to the skate park, and we were all just, like, riding around on tricycles, and it was just, like, the age range too, like, so there was friends that were older than me there and younger than me, but, like, still, we were all just having a good time,
so much
and
fun.
I think that's definitely probably one of my favorite things. It's just everyone's so close and stuff, and every year for our last meeting, we do speeches, and so we kind of, like, talk about, like, you know, favorite things and everything, and it's always hard for me, especially these past few years, just trying not to get teary-eyed and just saying, like, you know, we're all a family. I always feel like that's the one thing. I think we're all one big family in this, and I think that's just what makes everything so much more fun, because we're all together and we're doing it, you know, as a family.
Yeah. Can you guys imagine how your path would have been different if you wouldn't have met Roger and been in Team Leaders?
I don't think I'd be as confident as I was, because when I was, like, in sixth grade, it's scary because you're, like,
middle school is hard.
Girl, especially
for girls.
Now, like, when I was growing up, you know, if someone bullied me or made fun of me or whatever, like, I could just go home and, like, be at home and, like, I didn't have the internet and I didn't have a phone. Like, you guys don't ever get away from all of, like, from the pressures and the social norms and all that kind of stuff. So I can only imagine being
growing
in sixth
up
grade
now,
you were in sixth grade and dealing
then, like,
with all that.
Going into seventh grade and eighth grade, and it's, like, every year gets scarier until you get to high school.
Yeah.
And then it's just, like, nice having that, like, when I was that age, I wasn't that confident because of how, like, scary that was.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I came here, it was, like, no judgment. Like, you could have fun. And there was, like, you'd find someone else who you'd think was even crazier than So it's just, like, you don't feel judged here.
Yeah.
And it's just nice because you grow in confidence when you don't get judged.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel like you can be yourself.
Yeah.
Everybody else likes
so.
You. And, yeah,
mm-hmm.
totally. How do you think you'd be different if you'd never met that crazy guy one time?
I never came into that room. I actually randomly thought about this the other day. I don't know why. You know, I don't really know, because before I was 16, like, went to go get a job, I was like, you know what, I think I'm just going to stick at the Y. Like, I'm not getting a job. Where, like, I have to serve
the Y stays with people. Once you're a part of the Y,
like,
you can always,
like,
have a job here. Look, I'm sure Roger can find one.
Sorry, Panera, we're stealing. You're just coming to the Y.
Be a lifeguard.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really weird because I think definitely I've done so much here that just finding something else to do would just, like, throw everything off, you know? I don't really know. I think at the time, being in sixth grade, I don't really know what I was doing other than just trying to find friends and stuff.
Yeah.
And with it being sixth grade, the way our school is set up, so it's like a junior middle school.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we're going to a new building now again.
Yeah.
And then, you know, even more classes and stuff. So, like, it was definitely a scary time. But, you know, had I not joined Team Leaders and not made all these friends, I wouldn't have been like, oh, there's people older than me that I know here. So, like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it just, everything, like, smoothed a lot nicer
mm-hmm.
because of Team Leaders.
Yeah.
And without that, I don't know if that would have been, as, you know, a nice transition.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's hard to even imagine your lives like without it. You know what I mean? Like there's kind of just those things.
So ingrained in what you guys do.
There's just those things in life that like you can't imagine. Like I don't know what my life would be like had I not done this. You know what I mean? It's hard. It's hard to.
You guys are like true Y kids.
Yeah, especially at my age because I like before I came here the Y just opened, so I started going to like Kids Watch and Child Watch. Uh-huh. And then like after that I was getting old enough to like be by myself at my house, so I didn't need to come here constantly when my parents went to go work out. But then I have this like new thing. I have teen leaders and I can actually like come back and be a part of it.
It's your thing.
And it's just like Roger always says, like, it doesn't matter if you can't come for a long time or you get like 60 years old, like you're still like a member here. So it's like even though it says teen leaders, you can be like 32 and still come. And I love that.
All right, well, sign me up.
Right. Yeah, I've got 18 leaders.
40.
How do you guys think that being in this program has set you up for the future?
That's a good question.
I would say definitely the volunteering. That looks like it's very well because when we like to graduate high school, you need volunteer hours, and the more volunteer hours you have, the better it looks for you. Like it helps you with the future, and then also. I remember I went to a fall retreat and we learned how to do interviews and like how to write out an application.
Great life skills.
I was in like sixth grade and I learned how to do that.
Awesome.
And it definitely helped like learning how to like properly shake someone's hand. Like I know that sounds so small, but like it's very important.
You did give a really good handshake. I do have to give it to you. When we just met earlier, I was like, this girl's good.
I learned from him. How to do interviews and how to have that confidence.
I think definitely like those life skills, like we do for the new team leaders, we definitely we do like a little retreat where we go over applications, interviews and all that. So like we kind of set people up for those future events. You know, at some point you're going to want to get a job, you know? And I definitely think it was very helpful. I was working here and then I also went to go get a second job and I got really into the job and they told me, they're like, when we did your interview and stuff, we were deciding between you and someone who was like a couple years older than me, and they went with me just because of how professional I was in my interview. My application was good, and just my abilities at my age, on top of all my volunteer experience, it was just icing on the cake right there.
That's so cool. Roger, how has Team Leaders affected your life? Being a part of this program.
These are like my second set of kids.
For those of you listening to this, he hasn't stopped smiling, I think.
He has not.
Since we've sat down.
And this is Roger all the time. Roger's passion. If you probably know him if you're a member of Double. It's infectious and it's very honest, and you can tell how much he cares about these kids.
I do. But it's affected me in a lot of ways because when you're teaching leadership, you have to, it's one thing to talk about it, but you also have to
exemplify it. Yeah.
And so I feel, being a mentor to these guys, that I need to live to a higher level myself. And so that's been something that is inspiring to me. And, I've told them a story. So we have kind of some mantras in team leaders. One is that leaders aren't born, that they're made, right? So that we can work on it. And one of the other ones is, and this is something I made up, is called Leaders Volunteer. Okay, Leaders Volunteer. Yes, it means that we go and we volunteer our time, as you think about it. But it also means that when there's a problem, leaders.
Leaders, you want to be involved in the conversation.
Leaders are, they volunteer, right? They see the problem, and very rarely is a leader kind of. You have to be the leader. No, normally it's like, okay, I will volunteer and I will do it. So like one thing we do is anytime I ask for a volunteer, everybody is supposed to raise their hand, right? So that's just something we practice. So I was at this thing, it was called a Go Ruck, and it was like this really kind of hardcore, like military, big military thing. And they normally assign people to be the leader. And if you're the leader, there's all this pressure on you and, the guy who's in charge is like, who wants to volunteer to be the leader? And I was like, in my head, I was like, leaders volunteer. I was like doing this, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. And, I was the only person who put up my hand. And the guy's like walking around. He's like, this guy right here is the only guy who knows what they're doing. Like, everyone, and he made everyone else like do push ups and stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Almost there.
So, but you know, like, you know, that's how it's, you know, affected me. And it's fun to, it's fun to think about these things and, you know, to, you know, I came from the overnight camp world where I saw people for like a week or a weekend. And I've seen these guys literally grow up.
Yeah.
And like Max, you know, her little brother and his little brother are in it. And it's fun, you know, JJ, who's one of our, he's, you know, he was the youngest camper at camp.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's a CIT.
Oh my gosh.
You know. And
that's so cool. It's so cool to watch.
Yeah. And the siblings and, you know, I know the families and, you know, I get calls from the families about things that are going on.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's just fun to be a part of, you know, and it, to hear things like this. I mean, it makes it really, really enjoyable to come and quote to work, quote unquote.
Yeah, right. So, it really is a family.
Yeah.
You can tell just even from you guys talking about it.
Yeah, we've been through a lot together.
What would you guys say to somebody that might be listening out there, either a parent or a teen that is considering joining? What would your advice be?
In this brand specifically, I would say, like, it's going to seem very crazy because there's so many, like, people, especially at this branch, who come. But just know that, like, everyone will accept you and love you, and there's no judgment, and you'll become family in an instant.
Aww.
So,
yeah. I definitely think it's just the way to go because there's no negative side to it. You know, you join, you know, you can enjoy it for a little bit. If you don't, you know, if it doesn't fit you, it doesn't fit you, you know? But it's definitely a positive experience. I think that it'll help you, you know, if you go through, you know, like the application stuff and all that, like it's always just positive, beneficial life skills and stuff. And I think it's just a great experience for everyone.
Roger, if somebody wants to join, how would they join? Team leaders at Delaware.
Yeah, for Delaware, you can literally show up in an hour at 6
p.m. Get in the car, head here now.
At 6 p.m. We have a website you can go to. You can hit me up on my email. It's rhannafin, and shoot me an email if you have questions. There are kind of times where it's a little bit easier to join, normally after the first of the year, but you can join at any time. It is, when you first come to your meetings, like you said, a lot of people will say we do speeches twice a year. The first set of speeches are at our holiday party, and normally all the new people will say, I thought everyone was crazy, and now you guys are my best friend. So, you know, and so, you know, we do like to, we have a lot of the returners and stuff know when they see a new face to go and try to welcome them in and things like that. But, and then the other thing is too, you know, we meet throughout the year and Olivia kind of alluded to it, but you know, we're not here to be the team's everything. We are, I like to think of it as kind of like the trunk of the tree where, you know, this is a place where you can come and see your friends and feel like you belong. But I, you know, we want you to go out for the play. We want you to go out for the sports. If you have homework, you better get it done. Your family's going through something, you got to be there for your family or whatever it may be. So you might disappear for a year or two or for the season or for a couple of weeks. And but, oh, I can make it to this event. Come on out, you know, or I can come for this little bit. And so, you know, it's not something that you have a huge commitment to right off the bat. But if you're starting out, it is a good idea to try to come to, you know, a stretch. And really the overnights are once you get to an overnight or two, that's where you really start to totally get it. So come on out. Yeah, everyone's welcome.
You want to ask our favorite
question? Sure. Okay, so this is a question we ask everybody who joins us on the podcast. It's our favorite kind of closing question. Question is, if not for the Teen Leaders Program, fill in the blank. If not for the Teen Leaders Program, and you can think on it for a second.
Whoever wants to go first. Anybody? Volunteer?
Yeah.
Doesn't somebody, the Don't
yeah,
Leaders volunteer?
Volunteer.
I would say, if not for the Teen Leaders Program, personally, I wouldn't probably have this much confidence and be able to participate in things. like I'm involved in theater. I volunteer for Dempsey's musicals, and like that confidence, as well as like I have a job at Panera, because like I know how to do an interview and how to write an application.
Yeah.
And have that confidence to like do those things and participate and volunteer. I don't think without this I would be able to do any of those.
Awesome.
So,
yeah. Awesome.
If not for the Teen Leaders Program, I feel I wouldn't be as prominent in the community. I think that I've definitely put in some good time. I think somewhere over like 4,000 hours.
Wow, that's awesome.
So definitely, and this isn't just here, I do other things like with strengthening families and all sorts of different things throughout Delaware. So I definitely feel like this has put me in a big spot in the community.
Yeah, it's not for a Teen Leaders Club. We just want to be able to have the impact. I mean, having the impact of the teens is on its own incredible. But we literally just had the Halloween event. And as part of the Halloween event, so we had the new teen orientation. So they came in before, and we gave them some skills, and then they got to go out and put some of the skills into practice. And then after, we deconstruct what happened. And I asked them, what would have the event been like if we weren't here? And I'm talking to 30 teens right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who would have made sure that the bounce houses were safe for
yeah.
the families? Who would have made sure that the pumpkins weren't smashed by
mm-hmm.
or stolen by the teens or
yeah.
whatever, you know,
yeah.
or by hooligans?
The other teens,
yeah,
not
yeah,
in teen leader.
Right. who would have, you know, this, that, and the other thing? And you know, so just the impact that we have on the community, the impact that that they're getting, and the impact that I get, I mean, it really does mean the world to me to have been able to be a part of this and to continue to be a part of this for going on 8 years now, so next week, so it's been awesome. So.
Roger, thank you for your continued support of this program and of the Y. I mean,
yeah.
You are such an important part of the fabric of the Delaware Y and just of the YMCA as a whole. So thank you for all you do
yes.
for all of the youth. You guys, thank you so much for joining
yes,
us
yes.
today, for telling us your stories. If you want to learn more about teen leaders, you can go to ymcacolumbus.org, go to our youth section and learn more.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you guys
yeah.
so much.
Yeah, of course.
Bye.
Bye.